With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
It is with a sense of privilege that I welcome you today as we pause to think for a few special moments about a great American writer, Truman Capote.
Robert Bernstein, head of Random House, at a memorial service in New York not long after Truman Capote's death on August 25, 1984. Alan Schwartz, Capote's literary executor, says Truman went to California to celebrate his 60th birthday, but didn't make it.
The coroner, taking his time, finally decided he died of liver failure and other complications. But we know, in the words of Louis Armstrong, that he died of everything.
I'm Bill Styron. Truman Capote's best work is now solidly embedded in American literature. Certainly it is possible to mourn the fact that the latter part of his too early ended life seemed relatively unproductive, but even this is presumptuous to judge, since I doubt that few of us here today have had ever to wrestle with the terrors that hastened his end.
Hello, I'm Zoe Caldwell in place of Lillian Gish. There the breaks. The Grass Harp, 1951. When was it that first I heard of the grass harp? Long before the autumn we lived in the China tree, an earlier autumn then, and of course it was Dolly who told me. No one else would have known to call it that. A grass harp.
Bobby Short helping to pay tribute to the late Truman Capote in New York on September 25th, 1984. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.